WDQ-YZX. Good afternoon, Charlie. How you doing? Not bad. Good to hear from you. I got the email you sent today. How's it by you?
Yeah, we're doing good. It's rip-roaring 53 to buy a 58 amplifier to get a little heat up.
Kind of like my place, but I just came in from outside before, so it's really not that bad, but yeah, it is kind of chilly out there.
Good evening, gents, W2FDR Mobile.
We have Steve out there, W2FDR Mobile. I hope you have the heat on maximum in that mobile there.
I just stumbled off the bus and from a warm bus into a cold car to go grab my corned beef and cabbage. So that's, things are still a bit cold in this thing.
Beast, a little beast started up and it got you out. That's the most important. Yeah. Watching the news and matter of fact, we were over at the power control center at 30 and I got a phone call from K1LRB up in Massachusetts on the Mont border. He says, Roby, what's going on? So, Russ, what's happening? He says, there's a plane crash right outside your door. I'm going, and we turned it on and sure enough, it was right outside by the Intrepid there. I'm happy to, you know, everybody survived and ready now to just move the plane. And apparently the thing floated down to Battery Park City. They pulled it into one of these abandoned piers down there, so they tie it up and let it have a chance to get out of the water and find out what happened there. All right, Steve, you keep driving for a second and start this thing. It's now top of the hour. All right, you got
Whiskey Alpha 2 Alpha X-ray Zulu for the K2 IRD, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group. Usually meeting on this frequency every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a general chat about everything from ham radio to whatever is on the table. My name is Bob, Broken Old Bottles, or everybody calls me Lobie. I'm the only one with two first names, so whatever you call me, you can call me. Just don't call me late for dinner. Get a little hungry over here. So, just open it up for check-ins, and then we'll go to the top of the list and see what else we have. Does anyone want to join us tonight? Come on in.
And to walk you in the mobile. We got Neville in the mobile. How you doing, Neville? Where are you?
Okay, so far so good. Let me do it in to walk you in. I am on the Bronx River and 233rd Street, heading north up to White Plains, head home.
You'll have a nice ride ahead of you there, but just be careful going up. Last I heard it was 18 degrees in the city. I can only imagine what it's going to be at your house, kid.
Roger that. I expect about maybe 5 to 10 degrees less. Tomorrow it's going to be really the killer, because we're predicting like, you know, maybe 2 or 3 degrees below zero. But I'll be up and around, and, you know, I'll try not to stay out too long, but, you know, it's not a bad experience or a good one. 2OQA.
Alright, then,
2OQA, WA, 2AXZ. Just curious, dear, did you have a fireplace up there? You fire up that fireplace in the living room?
Roger that. Yeah, I do fire it up from time to time. But, you know, you got to burn a lot of wood and keep it burning for you to get a full effect. I guess it's more like for cosmetic purpose, but, you know, it gets real hot. I'm afraid to burn the house down. You know, one of them girls really got it hot, and I was very frightening that I figured that, you know, I said, for us to get it that hot again, you know, it's, I don't think it's worth it. It could, like a combustible, spontaneous combustion, and... So we're trying not to get it too hot.
Sounds like you got
to get that cast iron Franklin stove insert in there with the fans. A lot of people are getting those things there, and it really heats up the house quite nicely. Talk to Tom. Tom, KCAQGJ, and he's got a regular wood cast iron wood burner in the basement. And his house, his whole house is off that one heating system, man. He says it works pretty good, so you never know. You never know. All right, Neville, hold on for a second here. We'll see if anyone else wants to check in, and then we'll turn it over to Charlie and go down the list. Anyone else want to join the K2IRT group tonight? Come on in. All right, hearing nothing, we'll turn it back over to Charlie, WB2YZX. It's all yours, Charlie.
WA2AXZ, WB2Y's and X, and hi to Steve, and hi to Neville. Good to hear you guys on tonight. And, yeah, that was, I tell you the truth, I never knew planes could float like that. Someone came to me from about 3:30 in the afternoon and said there was a plane crash, and said, do you have a radio? And I said, no, I don't have a radio. So I thought about it, I pulled out my HT, and, I have the marine frequencies and a lot of other things programmed in there, but the only thing that I heard any traffic on was the Staten Island police, and they said something about level one condition or something like that, and it was really interesting to listen to. But, you know, I just thank God everybody's okay with that, and like I say, I don't know what those things weigh, and I don't know if they were built to do that kind of, you know, landing in the water like that, but it's the first time I've ever seen that, so, yeah, like I say, at least everything worked out, so always something exciting going on in New York City, that's for sure. Back to you, Bobby.
WB2YZX and the K2IRT group, it never ends, but, the governor put it right, it's a miracle on the Hudson River. Usually when the plane hits the water like that, there's not much left of the plane, and this fellow flying, it really, they said he had 30 years of military flying experience. So I can only imagine what this guy went through before he was a pilot for U.S. Airways there. So he did the job. I'm sure they'll recognize him for that, unless the truth comes out and they find out he shut the engines off. But anything's possible. Anything's possible. All right, let's go over to Steve. Still shivering away in the Mobile, W2FBR. How you doing, Steve? Anything good going on?
Yeah, not a whole heck of a lot. Happy belated New Year to everybody. I guess we'll start with that. No, everything is pretty much status quo. It's like Friday night and making my way over to Marina Diner over here in the Belford section of Middletown, New Jersey, right across the water from you. And I think I'm going to indulge in corned beef and cabbage tonight. It's been a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks since I've had anything like that. So I might indulge. And I was on vacation, as you know, last week. That's why I didn't make the club meeting. Yeah, I saw my mom a couple of times. Took the kids on Friday, as always. And basically, I puttered around the house and completed a lot of nothing. I got on the air during the day. I got on 60 meters and had my first contact on 60 meters. That's an interesting band in itself. And, I actually got on the 72 Chew, and that's right, we worked there. We did a little grouping around with that, so it wasn't a bad week at all. I can't really complain, Lobi. So, let's also thank you for, also meant to thank you for printing out the pictures for Tom and sending them to him. They weren't too bad. They were pretty good ones. I must say so myself. At least I didn't break my buddy's camera. Well, I'm actually out front here, and I'll stand by if you have any remarks. But once you move on down the list, I'm going to go inside and stuff my face. And how you doing, Neville, by the way? Long time no see. Good to hear you on here tonight. Didn't mean to leave you out. I got a whole bunch of stuff going through my head here. I'm lucky I can walk and talk at the same time, let alone drive. W2AXZ with the K2IRT group, W2FBR, Mobile.
Steve, W2FBR and the K2IRT group there. Well, definitely, Tom really loves the pictures there. Well, Tom is a railroad fanatic, and it does my heart good to see anybody that loves old trains and loves the way people take care of them there. He was very impressed with what you did with the R9s over there. And those pictures were fantastic, very clear, very crisp, and a certain other group of people like them too, and I'll tell you about that a little later. Maybe if it goes where I think it's going to go. So you did good. You did good with the Christmas running of the yarn. Yeah. Go inside. Go get yourself a good dinner, and if you want to do a recheck later, come on out and join us. If not, top of the hour, I'll be heading up to 160 for a couple of minutes talking to Tom. So. With W2FDR, and let's see where Neville is in his travels. N2OQA, come on in, Neville.
Roger that, N2OQA. Yeah, I'm right up here at White Plains, and I think it's a little past Gun Hill Road. I'm going to make a pit stop. Let me see if I have it. Okay, very good, very good. Well, we were up on the floor, and Lobie came out and said, oh, you know, there's a plane crash. Hudson. No, you know, we know Lobie doesn't joke, but at the same time, you're wondering, you know, well, how that happened. So, you know, but it did happen, but since nobody got hurt, real bad or no fatalities, you know, we can look on the brighter side and laugh and say, well, any landing you can walk away from, it's a good landing.
AF2WR, my Pender side.
How you doing, Andy?
And you're right about that. A K1LRB from the 72 Chew called me up on the Nextel, and he told me about it. Because, you know, all of us know that we're in our little bomb shelter over there, and unless someone calls us and tells us, we don't know what's happening out in the real world, and I'm just happy he gave us a heads up there. All right. Well, Neville, you make your pit stop, and we'll catch you when you come on out. And we got Andy up there, KF2WR. How you doing? What's the temperature in your side of the world?
KF2WR, Andy Woodbridge, New Jersey. Hey, Neville, how are you? I don't know who else is on. I'm just getting down in them. And hey, yeah, kudos to that pilot, man. Now, I have some flying experience, and guys, he did everything right. He put that thing right where he didn't take any buildings down and turned it into a giant wall of flame. Well, that guy got it. Yeah, his glide ratio is really poor, though. Glide ratio of like a Cessna or a Piper, every 1 foot up of a glide forward 10, jet like that has like a 1-to-1 glide ratio, every almost the same as a brick. But I'm going to boost the computer up right now, see what the temperature is. Back to Lobie and the F2WR.
All right, KF2WR and the K2IRT group, WA2AXC. When I got in the office this morning on 40 meters, I was talking to the gang on the corn cob net, and, you know, everyone checks in, and they always tell the weather and the temperature. And I posed a question to the net control station. I says, well, you know, you've had all these people checking in from around the country. Who was the coldest that checked in? And you had this one fellow in Green Bay, Wisconsin, who was claiming he was having a heat wave when he checked in at 6 o'clock in the morning with us. It was 14 below zero. And he said it was a heat wave because over the night it was 18 to 20 below zero, so it was starting to warm up a bit. And I got to tell you, that is cold. I don't know. They're saying St. Paul, Minnesota, they were supposed to go down something like 25 to 35 below zero, and one of the TV reporters actually went out with a cup of water. He threw the cup of water up in the air, and it turned to snowflakes as it came down. That's how cold it was. So that was cold. I know it's not going to get that way here, but we're supposed to get 5 degrees tonight, 4 degrees tomorrow. Of course, when I'm out Saturday morning at runway 24 at the Gateway National Park, It's going to be a real heat wave. It's supposed to be 11. Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. With that, let's just take a little break and see if anyone else wants to join the K2IRT group. Come on in.
KC2TLL, listening in mobile, no traffic.
Hey, KC2TLL, how you doing? Where are you in Mobile?
Name Nars, name is Nars, KC2TLL. I'm in downtown Brooklyn. Not shivering yet, but I'm sure it's cold.
You're right about that, Nars. You're talking to a bunch of subway people here that used to spend a lot of time in the L's and under the ground in midwinter weather. And you want cold? Mamma mia, it gets cold out there when you're up on the L and the wind is blowing, right?
Well, Nars here. I am fond of winter camping, so at least once or twice a winter I do go up to New Hampshire to the Wet Mountains. And spend 24 to 36 hours in the temperatures that this guy was talking about from Green Bay, Wisconsin. It is true, water will freeze on the way down.
I tell you, without a doubt, without a doubt, it really, you know, it really takes its toll when the people are out there. And we were watching the plane crash earlier on TV. Pretty much that's all that was on, by the way. And those people lucked out because a great majority of them didn't get wet. They just got out of the plane, got on the wing, and they were picked up. It was just a handful that actually went waist-deep in water. Matter of fact, the pilot of that plane went waist-deep. He, according to the news, and went back and forth a few times just to make sure nobody was there in the plane. So he got a chance to get everybody out. The cold weather really really does a number on you. When you're out there and, geez, it's just amazing. The hypothermia sets right in. Back over to you, Norris, KC2TLL and the K2IRT group.
KC2TLL here again. A wonderful job of the pilot, I must say. I do train in sailplanes and fly some other things, and it is pretty lucky and skill that it ended up the way it ended up. I work in the Woolworth building, so on 28th floor, so right before we got into a meeting, someone shouted that there was a plane in the river, so we could see clearly lots of boats drifting down the river, so that was pretty interesting.
Well, it was great to see how all the water taxis and the Circle Line, everybody came out of the woodwork and helped out, and believe me, that was a big help for everybody. They got a chance to get everybody out there. All right, Norris, ride along with us. We're going to be here till the top of the hour. We're going to go to the top of the list now to Charlie, WB2YZX. Hey, Charlie, I think they're going to have the UHF-EHF contest this weekend. Go ahead.
WA2AX, WB2YZX, and hello to Andy. Yeah, well, we still have time. We want to watch the Hamels. Why should be not too cold, so we can stand on a roof there and right off the bay and set up some antennas. Anybody game for that?
I'm game for that. I'm also game for going over Niagara Falls in a barrel, good.
Yeah, almost as bad as going down in a plane in the river, and yeah, that's still amazing. I was on a Staten Island ferry coming home tonight, and there's still a lot of boats going in that direction, but you know, when you think about it, that really could have been a catastrophe if that plane had, you know, ended up in midtown Manhattan or whatever, so whatever. I'm just glad it all worked out pretty well. And, yeah, I guess maybe this is a good weather to do a VHF contest. Maybe next year. Over to you, Bobby.
Yeah, as I said, we, all of us really froze our tuchuses off when we did it at the Lamb. And, hey, we proved we can do it. Now we'll just sit home and play house and do what we have to do here. Have fun. Now I finally have a proper antenna on the roof, so I could
let's see here.
Probably still having a dinner. Give a call anyhow, W2FBR.
Are you having your corned beef and cabbage? I got nothing
from Steve. Let's see if Neville came back in 2OQA. Neville, you back with us? Well, Neville's still mushing through. So, Andy, KF2WR. Heard they had a very interesting meeting about the Dykeman shutdown there. A lot of finger pointing, threatening, and the like. Go ahead.
KF2WR.
Yeah, it's like one of those classic scenes out of an old movie where they say it and who's responsible and everybody's arms crossed their chest right next to them. Sure, I guess it is what it is. Have to make the rest of it. We'll get it. We'll get three lessons today, Bob. That's for sure. Taurus, KLL. How often do you do the cold weather camping? I've done quite a bit myself. In fact, I woke up in a tent once where it had snowed during the night, and the whole tent, when I opened my eyes in the morning, 4 inches in front of my face because of the snow and the ice on the outside. It was pretty calm. But will you be going up again this year? Sorry.
This is Nas, KC2TLL. I'm planning to go Masodoli at the beginning of February, like always, for a weekend. I've been in a tent where your breath basically condensates on the inside. So then if you basically have ice crystals forming everywhere. So if you move, it just snows inside even, if that cold. I have a pretty good tent. It's a four-season one, so generally try to get sheltered and stuff. So it's okay. Haven't had much snow either falling, but it's always exciting.
Yeah, I confirmed the ice crystals from your breath. It's like a frost on the inside of the tent, I said that. And I find I keep my water bottles, or just, spare water. I throw at the bottom of the sleeping bag a couple of water bottles. Because let's face it, you wake up the next day, everything's going to be frozen solid. It's nice to be able to make that morning cup.
Very, very true, very true. The biggest problem you have up there during the night is to actually keep the water liquid. So, that is the only thing you do is keep boiling that water so you can drink something because snow is not that good. I have to be off at my destination. Pleasure to listen in to this group here, and 73 to everyone. Good luck and keep warm. This is KC2TLL, NARS, saying goodbye on my finals.
Take care, NARS, KS2WR. Hey, Bob, your antenna sounds great. What'd you do different?
Nothing. I'm using that antenna we bought when we went up to the ARRL headquarters to the ham plant.
Hey, jeez, I got the bag right here.
Diamond vertical.
Pick a number, any number.
Let's open up the bag. Diamond Vertical X30. It's a 440 and got different gains to it. A couple of dB gain on the thing. It's a nice little vertical antenna. Plus the radio that I'm using, the ICOM 3200. I think the thing gives me about 5 watts low and 25 watts high. Now I'm finally able to really use the power. When I was having the indoor antenna, even though the SWR was good, I didn't want to really force the thing at full power. Radio's doing its thing. Very, very happy. The only thing is that I would love to put the Heil mic on this. Hand mic right now. Heil mic for the HHF rig here.
Well, I have to say that you sound like you're right in the doors. Such a great sound, the combination of that radio and the antenna. Now, is that the fiberglass antenna, the 3 foot with the little radials at the bottom?
Yes, it is. I'm trying an experiment. I never tried it on high power. I'm on the Heil mic now. Is this any louder, lower, Andy?
It sounds good. Might be driving it a little bit much. But I actually got you on the input. I did a reverse. I got you on the input when you went to the high power.
Right.
I'm going to use the Heil mic. I'm going to stay a little bit away from it. This should be okay, shouldn't it?
It's good. I think the other mic sounded better, though. I think it's general consensus. Dolly, what do you think?
stuff, I'll tell you the truth.
No, that's okay. I went back to the hand, Mike. If you promise not to tell Bob Heil, I won't.
Now you're back on the hand one. Yeah, they both sound very close.
Alright,
that's the way it's going to stay then.
Just fire up the 160 rig and let that cook, put that thing back on.
Yeah, as he said, the high...
Whoa.
But, you know, the Heil mic has its pluses and minuses. But if the hand mic works, it's made for the rig, I'll stay with it then. Yeah, Val Gatta and I were running around today. We went out to Trailer City in Hempstead. We got the new truck, Sandy and Charlie. We sent three 2009 Chevy vans, and we just picked up another two today. And it was wired from the factory with a six-pin trailer, a seven-pin trailer hitch, pretty much like the one I have on my Jeep and my Coleman Sedona there. So what we had to do was they had the adapter that changed the seven to the six pins. So what we did was we went up to Trailer City and we picked up 14 of these adapters. They only cost $11 each. But we're taking all these adapters now and we're going to throw them into the generators. We have a service box. So no matter which truck happens to be pulling them, everything will be there ready to go. We can just plug it in, put the adapter on, and we'll have all lights and tail lights and brakes and all the other stuff. Go ahead.
Nice. That works really well. It's as Murphy proof as possible. That's to just plug it in an adapter. Anybody can do that. We don't have to worry about anybody screwing anything up.
Tell you another thing too, these are the people that sold me the camper, and we've been dealing with them for our trucks for many years. Like, I'm getting ready for my big runaround. I told Charlie, and Charlie gave me a dirty look when I said I'm going to be taking from April 17th to May 26th off. Pick up, get in the camper, and go. But top up, even though it's new, it's got a crank to raise it. I found it was pretty good. It worked quite nicely. I didn't buy the electric raising mechanism. If I'm strong enough, I can do it. That's before the arthritis hit. And now that crank is going to be a real pain in the behind. I went to the trailer people, and they says, hey, can I buy that option and put it on? He says, no, we got something even better for you. You know, they didn't have it in stock, but they have this little chuck adapter that you put in an electric drill, these 18-volt electric drills, and it fits right into the back. So if you can, you just put this thing in the back, turn on the electric drill, and the drill raises the whole pop-top. Raises it, lowers it, and it's like half the price of the built-in raising mechanism.
Nice. That works really well. That's great. Like raising a 52 would reminisce of that. I'm gonna bring up. In fact, when I get off the aircraft, I'm gonna grab those out west stuff for you. Together, a nice little package. We're gonna drop it off. I'll be up there tomorrow.
YRT Group WA2AXA. Yeah, I've been working on the itinerary, and the more I work on it, the more I change it. Like I'm getting, you know, I have a good idea of how I'm gonna start it out. I'm gonna go from New York through Virginia into Tennessee and Oklahoma and Texas. I'm going to scoot across that Route 40, pretty much following old Route 66. Spend quite a few days at the Grand Canyon. I'm going to scoot back up through Las Vegas. I'm not going to stop there. I'll do the same thing for Las Vegas I do with Atlantic City. I just drive by, look at the pretty lights, and keep on going. But I'm going to see if I can hit Mount Rushmore. Colorado was... what's that thing again? The Tesla Labs. I forget the town there. Well, as I said, I'm just putting down some notes right now, and all these people are sending me all the brochures from the different states. So I take a look. I'm always open to suggestions. And also, I'm going to be doing a lot of ham radio out there. So I'll be talking to the regular gang on 160 and 40. We'll see how far we get, Ed.
Nice, fine business. I did Route 40 and Route 10 when I went across on the motorcycle. Great roads, right? The 10 right across Texas. Funny, you start at mile marker 600 something, and this is the mile marker zero. That was a heck of a ride, 52 days. But you're going to see the most beautiful, awe-inspiring things. State like Texas starts off all green and wet and lush, and to get halfway through it, you see it starts to dry out, and then it just turns into nothing but oil jacks going up and down, pumping oil. It's so great. Yeah, I'll put this stuff together tonight, and I'll stop by. You going to be in your office tomorrow?
All day. It's NPR day. I have to sit and beat the computer with the stick. All right, Andy. Yeah, we'll get together and do that then. That's good. And you're clear. See who else we have. Norris checked out. We'll go back up to Charlie now, and then we'll work our way down. But before we pick up Charlie, again, this is the New York City Transit K2IRT Radio Club. Again, we meet here every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for just a general chat. And you don't have to be a member to join, just to check in and be part of the fun there. Again, this is the K2IRT group pausing for any check-ins. Come on in. All right, not hearing anything, Charlie. She's all yours.
All right, WHZ again, WB2YZX. And thanks for stopping by last week, Andy. Always good to have a little company on a Saturday. And we got a new truck today, too, as a matter of fact. I haven't seen it yet, but hopefully it happens. And as long as I keep it away from the truck shop, it will continue to function. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. But, okay. Yeah, it sounds like it's quite a trip to plan there. And sounds like a whole lot of fun, so... But, what are you guys doing? I'm going to step out of home park for now. So, that's about it for me. I have nothing else. I can, nothing interesting to interject. So, back to you.
All right, Joe. WB2YZX, WA2AX, and the K2IRT group. Yeah, I've been thinking about it for a time now, and, last time I did this was in 1974. And I drove from New York pretty much following that same route, took a little more southerly route, and scooted around Texas. And one of the fun things about Texas and New Mexico is you're driving along and you see those monstrous saguaro cactuses. Those are fantastic, fantastic plants to see these things standing there. And you just wonder, they don't have any root system, and you see all the things on PBS, it just plopped right in the dirt, and it just grows there. It picks up any piece of moisture it can, and you see things growing to 15, 20 feet in height. Wouldn't want to be next to one if it fell over, I tell you that. That would hurt. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be doing my taxes in in February, and I'm praying we do it the right way, that Uncle Sam at least sends me a couple of pennies back. Still have to get another rig. I'm debating whether or not to take the ICOM 718 with me. The 718 is a nice little rig. It's compact. It's got all the little goodies that I need for it. But it does have its limitations. And, if I can get another rig, maybe a 746 with a little bit more filtering, it may make life just a bit easier for me. And less cumbersome, too. It'll have the built-in tuner. I don't have to lug around this LDG with me. But starting in February, I'm going to be going to my location where I have the camper stored. And we're going to start doing a couple odds and ends, playing with the antennas, making some adjustments, and getting things ready. Hey, the object is to have fun, and definitely I'm not going to kill myself. I'm just going to take a nice, easy ride. And no major destination. I get there when I get there. All right, Charlie. Let's see if Steve came back from his dinner. W2FBR. You got WA2AXZ in the K2IRT group. All right, we got one from Steve. He's still munching away. Let's see if Neville came back. N2OQA. Neville, are you with us?
Yeah,
we picked up this big monstrous trailer accessory book. The thing is the size of a full-size Yellow Pages. It's got to be at least 2 inches thick, with thousands of little goodies and items there. I'm even looking for a bicycle rack. I may stick something on the spare tire and throw a little bike back there. I'm just going to just load up the Jeep and get out and go and enjoy it. I have to. Oh, Andy, by the way, I don't know if it was... You said something to Jimmy or was making the rounds up in SL. The latest DS now is they want to give the managers a 5% and a 10% cut. Go ahead.
Good evening, KA2, KGQ.
KA2, it's recognized.
Bob, that is the first I've heard of that. That is the most frightening thing I've ever heard. They'll give me the hourlies of 4% raise, and they're going to take 5 from us. It's the best. I love it. KF2WR.
Well, I can tell you that if it does come to pass, the conga line at the retirement office is going to grow. Because Charlie, myself, Jimmy, we're all looking at each other, and we sat down, we had a little pension seminar, and all of us now, it's reaching the point where if anything does happen, everybody's just going to put the papers in and run like scared rabbits, because there's nothing there anymore, and it's a shame, too. And I would have liked to have stayed and played for a little bit, but unfortunately, they love the kicking people in the behind and getting them out. Go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like that whole reorg is just a ruse to get anybody out who is of age and time for retirement. That's, you know, what I see. Plain and simple to see that. But proving it, I guess, would be a difference. Back over to you, and you can give it over to Richard. KF2WR.
All right. Andy, KF2WR, and the K2IRT group.
Now let's send it over to Richard, KA2KDQ.
Come on in, Richard. Hope you're keeping warm.
Okay, good evening to you, Lobie, and to you, Andy. Yeah, I'm keeping warm this weather. It's definitely dressing warm, and I'll tell you, we didn't have as much snow as was predicted, whether it be for today or even over the weekend. I will concede, you know, I didn't plan to do anything with my girlfriend last Saturday night, because frankly, I didn't know what the story was going to be. It wasn't as bad as predicted, and at least I was able to get to some of the seminars at Ham Radio University out at Briar Cliff College, so I'm glad that's taken care of. By the way, I will be sending you an email, it's one of these two little emails about, that the names that will be listed in there are going to be, Dan Rather, Katie Shorick, and an Israeli commander. It's like an amusing little, cute thing that I think you'll get a good, laugh out of it, but unfortunately there's a little bit of truth in the that email. But be that as it may, everything with me is going okay, mother's okay, and even my girlfriend who I just got off the phone with is going fine. Okay, back to you, Robbie.
All right, K2KDQ WA2AIG and the K2IRT. I appreciate it. Everybody sends me little odds and ends there, and depending on what it is, puts a smile on my face. It just makes the day go a little bit easier there. The one thing, though, is, Richard, I haven't forgotten about the wiring either. I still have some feelers out, and I'm looking around for the cable TV thing. But one interesting note about the cable TV. Last month I told everybody that the Hudson Division ARL contacted me, and they were... They wanted to recruit us to help out with the cable TV conversion, and the good people have never sent me one stitch of information, not an additional phone call, and now they're making noise on the TVs now that Obama may make them extend this for a year or so, because it's just too many people that are so confused beyond belief with the new requirements. And I find it's amazing, because they've been talking about this and talking about this for the past 2 years. I don't know what else you have to do. You know, knock on the people's doors and whack them on the head. Everybody knows it's coming. I think everybody was just procrastinating and waiting until the last minute like they do. Back over to you, Rich. KA2, KDQ, and the K2 IRT group.
Yes, Lobie. Yeah, you're right about procrastinating. I got our converters several months ago. Interestingly enough, I forgot where I saw this. It was on one of the TV channels when they were talking about the cable TV conversion. It was more like a little tip. They said that, this is assuming it comes off the schedule, that once it goes into effect on February 17th, on the 18th, which is going to be the first day that it'll be digital, that they recommend to everybody that you, before you start watching, you scan your converter boxes again to make sure that you get all the channels.
Yeah, that's a good thing to know. So who knows, maybe after that's done, maybe on my, on the TV in the den and in my mother's room, maybe we'll be able to get channel 13, which we can't get into digital mode now. Back to you, then pass it around. This is KA2KDQ.
Hey, KA2KDQWA2AXZ
and the K2YRT group. Well, it's been explained to me, as I said, I had that long talk with that Channel 7 engineer, and a majority of the stations are not running high power on the digital just yet. Yeah, they're transmitting, but the most of the power is still relegated to the regular analog signals. Talk about multi-megawatts going to the roof of the Empire State Building. That's a lot of power out there. But when the digital stations kick in, I really feel sorry for the people that have the indoor antennas, because the other fellow I work with at the Transit Museum got his converter box there, and he's only running an apartment, and he only has the indoor antenna for the apartment, and he gets almost nothing. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens as time goes on. Well, we'll see. I think we went through the conversion for one reason and one reason only, greed, where the FCC can auction off and make some money on the other frequencies that the TV channels are on. That's just an editorial opinion, buddy. And not expressing the views of K2IRT, but we'll have to see. All right, Rich. Quarter two already. That's pretty good. I'm going to be on 160 meters again tonight. Maybe we'll catch Steve up there and... I'll just check in with the gang and see what it is out in Ohio. It's only supposed to be 6 degrees out here tonight. And even though I turned the heat on when I got home, it's still only 53 here in the Radio Shack. So again, I'll have to turn on those 811s to warm up things. Let's go to Charlie one more time, WB2YZX, what's happening on his side of the island.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, and good evening to you, Rich. And, you know, I hope they don't postpone this digital thing. I know Ken, K2UY, is, he's chomping at the bit. He can't wait to crank it up. He can't wait to crank up his rig, because I know he's got TVI problems. And with digital TV, will pretty much eliminate that. But I bought one of those converter boxes just for the heck of it. You know, you get the $40 coupon. Because I have a digital TV anyway. But I found what works the best. I put the converter box in front of my new digital TV. I keep the TV on channel 3. And so the output of the converter box uses the maybe 10 feet of coax. And I keep the converter box right by the window, so it's just a piece of wire. And I get every single channel there is, because it's, I guess it's, you know, it's a 500 set to 700 megahertz frequencies. It's so lossy. But it actually works better that way. I find the, you know, the on-screen display that tells you what's, you know, what's on, what's, you know, the programming guide is so much better with the converter box than with the digital TV. And it just seems to work better that way. So that's the way I've been doing it here. And I mean, I have, you know, different sets of setups and everything here, but I like to play with this kind of junk. But whatever. That's why I became a ham, I guess. Back to you, Robert.
Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Hotel, with a late check-in.
Okay, KC2 Sierra Yankee Hotel checking in. Okay, hold on 1 second, man. Yeah, Charlie, you know one thing I've been looking for, and I still can't get a satisfactory answer, is the frequency breakdown. You know, many websites on the Internet have the old frequency breakdown from good old Channel 2 at 56 megahertz all the way up to the UHF, VHF frequencies there. But when you try to find out how they broke up the digital frequency, there's nothing. There's nothing. So if you or any of the gang happen to know where we can find the new digital spectrum and what frequencies they are going to use, that would be appreciated, because then it'll tell everybody, you know, just pretty much what kind of an antenna to throw up. Many of the newer papers that I've been reading are saying that it's all going to be UHF. They're moving everything beyond channel 14, and I still haven't had anything to confirm this yet.
I have it right here. In fact, I've been looking for my pile of junk here. I'll find it, I'll email it to you.
Appreciate it, Charlie. Appreciate it. All right, with that, let's get KC2SYH. Come on in and make one. It's all yours. I hope you're warm tonight.
Yeah, copy. We're in the house. Just listening over here. Forgot the net was on. So I just wanted to come over here and check in. Good evening to the net. Hope everybody's doing all right. KC2SYH, we'll be listening for now.
KC2SYH and the KC2IRT group there. Well, I tell you, it's nice to be in the house. Normally, during the day, nobody's here, so I like to just keep the heat down. But I just fired it up now. I'm going to have to get myself a coal stove. That's what I want. Go back to the coal stoves like we had in Pennsylvania. Make me very, very happy. All right. Let's see what else. It's getting close to 10 minutes before the top of the hour here. I've got my cable converter box on now, and you're right about the guide, Charlie. I have the guide on. You hit it every once in a while. It even gives you the signal strength. A heck of a lot more than just the basic digital TV. I found that out when I was doing the camping in Ohio and in Pennsylvania and the other states, that I threw the antenna up on the roof, and I was using the MFJ antenna for 2 meters and 440, and it did bring the stations in, but not a lot there. So I would like to know exactly which frequencies I'm supposed to be shooting at, and maybe I can cut an antenna and pop it up on the roof, or heaven help me, I'll actually have to go and buy one and put one in. What a shame. All right, let's see if Steve came back from his dinner. We'll give him one more call. W2FBR, Steve, have you joined us? Come on back to the K2IRD group. All right, looks like Steve is still munching away. We'll try Neville one last time. N2OQA, Neville, are you back with us? Come on in. All right, we got nothing with Neville. KCAQGJ just checked in on 60 meters. He says hi to the gang. Andy, come on in. Yours, you know, we'll make this a final here, because it's a cold night. I think everyone's going to want to cuddle up under the blankets tonight. KF2WR, you got the K2IRT group.
KF2WR, Andy Woodridge, New Jersey. Hey, Charlie, just say hello. How are you? Tie a ribbon on it. Try to stay warm tomorrow, everybody. It's very dangerous cold. Be careful.
KF2WR, 73's
all around.
W8 to 873. All right, Andy, KF2WR.
got to remind Andy and Charlie and the gang that tomorrow is Friday, the second week that we haven't gone to Barry Electronics, and so what if it's going to be 6 degrees? I don't think we're going to walk there, but I'm sure someone can drop us off, Andy.
I'll be up in your office tomorrow. Let's make that a plan.
Yeah, I think that'll work quite nicely. We'll see what happens there. Let's see how the day goes. I don't know if I have any meetings. I'd have to find out when I hit the office and read the real calendar. I don't go for those fancy newfangled electronic calendars there. All right. Car's checked out. Let's give it over to Rich another time. KA2, KD2. All right, Rich. Come on in to make one and then we'll hit the SYH and tie it up for another week. KA2, KDQ, and the K2IRT.
Okay, that'll be well. I'll say this much, with Barry Electronics. This is not really about Barry Electronics, but the address that they're located at. Just by chance, I don't recall what floor they're on. There actually is a transit field office at that particular location on West 35th Street. It's part of Capital Construction, I believe. Yeah, so it would be interesting to go to Barry if their hours were a little different. I'll tell you, when they were on, I think it was on 2nd Avenue, I did find the place, but the problem was their hours.
9 to 500 is Friday. Maybe it's possible to even just to go over there and take a glance. So, okay, do that as it may. Okay, don't really have too much more to add, except to say that hopefully this thing with the digital TV will be stretched out with me and everybody else, hopefully in the near future, and it will work out. All right, so I'm going to say my 73 to you, Roby, and to everybody who's still left. So, WA2AXD, this is KA2KDQ. We'll be clear, but I will be listening on the side. Take care, and 73.
Rich, appreciate it. We'll give my best to Mom over there, and we'll get through this Minnesota weather we're having. All I have to do now is just have Garrison Keillor whistling in the background. And down at the bottom of the list is KC2SYH. What do you have to say for yourself there? You getting ready for the cold?
Hey, Keillor Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Hotel. Actually, pretty warm at my house, you know. I'm just sitting back over here listening to the radio. Thank God it's not cold. I hate the cold. But what are you going to do? But, alright, good night everybody, and hope everybody has a nice week, and I'll definitely catch you guys on Thursday. I haven't been able to get a chance to jump on the net here, you know, I've been busy. So, actually I had time today, but I forgot that it was going to come on. So, good night everyone. Nice to hear everybody on the air again, and we'll catch you Thursday. Back over to you, Lobie KC2SYH.
Great having you as part of the group here, and definitely we'll be on the air again next week, as we are every week, just about. Again, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Radio Group, and again, we meet here just about every Thursday night, unless we do the face-to-face meeting at the beginning of the month. And again, if people have heard this too many times, but a Happy New Year to everybody. I pray that this coming year, that we're halfway into January already, but it has to be, I think, a lot better than the last year. With that, what I'll do is I'll just open it up if anyone else has anything additional to say, and then we'll put a lid on it for today. Does anyone have anything? Come on in.
Hello, this is Wise. I just want to comment on what Rich said about Barry's being in building that also houses a transit facility. I do recall being in that building at one time for a meeting. So that's very interesting. Thanks for the information there, Rich.
Okay, no problem. said, I know there's a transit field office in that building because mail was delivered from 2 Broadway, which goes out in a mailbag via courier. So that's how I happen to recognize the address. But as to what floor they're on, I have no idea. This is KA2KVQ on the side.
I'll tell you about
that. You know, we definitely should make a trip over there and check out that field office, and if we just happen to go another floor and check out the ham radio stuff, I'm sure nobody will complain. All right, guys. Again, thanks a lot for being with us tonight, and again, if anyone's looking for information about K2IRT, just check out K2IRT on the QRZ webpage is there, and you find the contact information and a little bit of the history about the club. With that, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody, and I'm going to QSY down, or is that up to 1871 on 160 meters? Guys, have a great night from WA2AXE and the K2 group.